Hello and welcome to another episode of the Laura Sanzo podcast with your host, Laura Sanzo. Everyone's perception of the world is different based on their model of the world, and her goal is to celebrate that by building the most inclusive self-development podcast. Laura and her guests share their stories and share invaluable strategies from the world of science, spirituality, business, health, personal relationships, and everything in between. We cover it all. Get inspired, learn to welcome adversity, understand the failures only feedback, and get ready to hear discussion on some of the most important issues facing us today. Enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, how are you? Oh, they changed it. They don't allow you to add titles of the lives anymore. That's what I thought I was going to be doing first, but apparently not. Somebody just actually messaged me on Facebook. Hi Nick, thanks for reminding me. Not that I had forgotten if I was going live. I just recorded a podcast, and so I just needed a few seconds to adjust. Hi, Sandra. How are you? Oh, some of my favorite people. Hi, everyone. How are you? Laura here. Sorry, I got a little sidetracked. That's why I can't read the comments. Laura here. For anybody that doesn't know me, I'm also going to be recording this for my podcast. So if you're listening to this at Laura Sanzo, no, that's my handle. If you are listening to this on the Laura Sanzo podcast, welcome. What I'm going to be doing today, guys, is just telling you a little bit about how. Trust me when I tell you, hi Josh, how are you? Looking so handsome. Hi Sandra, hi beautiful. Okay guys, I'm going to start, else I'm going to just interact. You can tell when you work from home, you're just so happy to interact with people. So for anybody that's going to be watching this on live or replay, what I'm going to share a little bit about today is how to use intention and awareness throughout your day. I promise you, intention and awareness are the greatest gifts that we have, and they directly affect your point of attraction. And why is your point of attraction so vital? It's because that is based on your point of attraction is what you attract into your life, whatever it is that you are vibrational match to. Hi guys, how are you? So what we're going to be talking about today is your point of attraction and how you can really manipulate your point of attraction by being intentional and aware throughout your days. I'll tell you what I see so many of us doing on this human experience. And of course, it is so natural to do this because the human experience is a crazy one, isn't it? What I find a lot of people do is they have these incredible morning routines. So important, not take anything away from morning routines. And then they have an evening routine, where they have a ritual where they reflect on the day. Hi, Alex. How are you? Congratulations on the trademark. I'm going to stop reading the comments and start going into my live. So what I find a lot of people do, but not my clients, but what I find a lot of people do is they have this incredible morning routine and then this incredible evening routine. And those hours in between the morning and evening is where a lot of things fall apart for people. They fall apart for a lot of people because we live in this robotic state where we are going from task to task, to energy exchange, to meeting. And we're not being intentional with our three things that will change your life. You're not being intentional with your thoughts. You're not being intentional with how you're feeling. And you're not being intentional with the language that you use. So the reason why my clients have such incredible shifts is because I empower them with this gift of intention and awareness. And I'm going to show you how I mentor them to have this throughout the day. Because what happens is when you have intention awareness, a couple of things, more than a couple, but the most important things that are going to happen when you have intention and awareness. One, you're going to be aware of, again, those things that are so important. You're going to be aware of the thoughts that you're having, and you're going to be able to ask yourself, are these thoughts serving me? You're going to be aware of the emotions that you're feeling. And I can promise you, your point of attraction is 100,000,000% affected by how you are feeling. And then three, again, about the language that you're using. So when you have that awareness, you're able to actually consciously ask yourself, what am I feeling in this moment? Is it serving me? What am I saying in this moment? Is it feeling me? What am I thinking in the moment? Is it serving me? And what happens for a lot of us, again, on this human experience, we are in this robotic state where we're just shifting from one thing to another without any awareness, without any consciousness, really. And what happens is that we reach the end of our day and we're like, whoa, what just happened? And for a lot of us, we talk about momentum. Momentum is sexy. We all want to be momentum. The one thing that is important to remember about momentum could go backwards as well. It's so easy to get in this downward spiral of momentum. And that happens a lot of the time for us when we are not in a state of consciousness and we're not processing things. And we're just letting one thing transpire into another thing, into another thing, into another thing. So what I'm going to show you to do today is to be able to prevent that from happening, and for you to be able to show up for yourself more, for you to be able to be a cause more, for you to be able to be in your power more, for you to be able to know that everything is happening for you and not to you. So what we're going to do is a little exercise, and I know at first you're going to be a little resistant to this, but trust me, this will change your life. So we're going to do a little exercise, and I want you to highly think about starting to really include this into your day every single day. And I promise you, if you start to do this every single day, your life will change, because you're going to start becoming conscious. You're going to start becoming, I've been called to do this as a wheel, and then wheels, I'm going to take 2 hours to do a wheel, and I'll just jump on live, and then I get to interact with all you beautiful people. So when you have this awareness and this intention, what you're able to do is be able to, again, lean into your thoughts, lean into what you're saying and what you're feeling, which is so imperative. But you're going to be able to recognize when you're being triggered. You're going to be able to recognize when things come up for you that no longer serve you. You're going to recognize when patterns come up. And before they start to take a life of their own, you're going to be able to process it and reflect on it in the moment versus getting to the end of your day and just not being in a state of anything that you want to be in. So, like I said, what most people do is, regardless of where the circumstances are, whether you work outside the home, inside the home, whether you're a parent, not a parent, none of this is really relative. What most of us do is we're unconscious, essentially. We're robots. We're in this robotic state from just going through our day. And so that's what everybody else does, but that's not what we're going to do, because we are co-creators. We are empowered. And we live a cause for ourselves. So let's do a little experiment, and I'll show you how you can really lean into this in your days. So whatever task you came from, hi everyone, whatever task you came from before you jumped onto this live, whether it was a meeting, whether it was a chore at home, whether you're out with friends, it doesn't really matter. Whatever task that was, I want you to close it off. And what I mean by that is I want you to seal the energy from that task. So let's just assume hypothetically, for the sake of this live, it was a meeting. So you just finished one of your meetings for the day and you're about to go into another meeting. And again, this works for anything, regardless of what your day looks like. Hey, Steph, how are you? Regardless if it's meetings, tasks, chores, again, it's all relative. It doesn't matter. So I want you to, let's just hypothetically again, that it was a meeting. You're just leaving a meeting. I want you to close off that meeting. I want you to seal the energy. And a couple of things that you can do is what I highly recommend my clients do is give appreciation for whatever that was. If it was a meeting, just give a sense of gratitude for being able to participate and to be present and whatever unfolded. And then at the same time, I want you to be able to leave that energy in that meeting, because regardless if you're at home, you're still picking up energy, even if you are going from a virtual meeting to a virtual meeting, what have you. Again, not relative. So you're going to seal that energy by giving a sense of gratitude for whatever transpired and reflection. I think reflection is really important, in the sense of if something came up that, you know, triggered you, or you don't feel like you're at your best, you could have a little bit of a reflection there, a little bit of processing it. But whatever it is that you're being called to do, I want you to do it in that moment. What this is training you to do is to be in the moment. I'm telling you, if you start to train yourself to be in the moment, your life will change forever, because it's only when we're in the moment we're able to recognize things that are no longer serving us, or that are not serving us. So now that we have transitioned out of that meeting and we're about to go into another meeting, I want you to. And you know, this is not meant to take hours. This is meant to take seconds. Whether you're called to close your eyes or just sit in silence, you know, if you have a little bit more time to be able to go outside or listen to a meditation, it doesn't really matter. But again, whatever you're being called to do. But I want you, before you go into your next task, to set an intention. So again, it's a meeting, or just using as an example, set an intention for that meeting. You can't control the energy that other people are bringing, but you can control yours. So ask yourself, what kind of energy do you want to take into this meeting? What do you want the outcome to be in this meeting? And, you know, I train the people that I work with to really focus on feeling, because anything that you want to materialize in your life has to start with the feeling. And the way to be able to do that is really be able to start exercising it every single day in little pockets of your life like this. So just to recap, you're about to go into a new meeting. You're going to set the intention. What do you want the outcome to be in the meeting? How do you want to show up? What kind of energy do you want to bring into that meeting? And then I want you to start mental rehearsing in it. And I'm a huge, huge, huge believer of mental rehearsal, because what we're doing is essentially changing the chemical and the build of our body to become a vibrational match for what we want. And we attract into our lives what we are a vibrational match for. And again, the easiest way to start to do this is to start practicing this in the small moments and pockets of your life. So again, you're going to go into a meeting. You're not going to run from one meeting to another meeting or one task to another task. Before you go into your next meeting, you're going to set an intention. You're going to decide how you want to show up, what kind of energy you want to bring to that meeting. And then you are going to decide what you want the outcome to be. Remember, at every given moment, we are co-creating. Okay? And so once you have decided what you want the outcome for that meeting to be, I want you to start feeling into it. And what I mean by that is, let's just say you're going to do a presentation in this meeting and you want... Obviously, there's going to be a certain way you want this presentation to be run and the way it's received by your peers and such. I want you to start mental rehearsing that. I want you to really lean into how are you going to feel when you're up there giving this presentation? What are you going to see? Are you going to see your peers cheering you on and applauding you when you're done? So what are you going to be feeling? What are you going to be seeing? And what are you going to be hearing? Are you going to be hearing them say to you, "You did such an incredible job, job well done"? What are you going to be saying to yourself? Are you going to be saying, "I did this. This is amazing"? The key is not to just unconsciously go into every aspect of your life. The key is to be conscious, because most of us, we are, "Hi, Christian, how are you?" "Oh, so many amazing people today," making me lose my train of thought, but still so amazing. The key is to be conscious and not to just let things happen by chance. Of course, I want to prelude that by saying, "Hi, beautiful." I want to prelude that by saying that, of course, we leave a certain amount of everything up to the higher source, whom you believe in, and trust and surrender to the process. But at the same time, we want to really lean into the fact that we have the capability to co-create. So for anybody that is watching, I'll just do a little recap before I say goodbye. Let me know in the comment section if you're watching this live or the replay. And what we did, I will post it so you can watch it from the beginning. We just did a little exercise that essentially will show you how to have more intention and awareness throughout your day. I highly recommend you start doing this exercise as much as possible in between your tasks throughout the day, regardless if they are work tasks, professional tasks. Again, it doesn't really matter. It's all relevant. To start incorporating this between your tasks and your meetings and any type of energy exchange, the purpose of this is to be able to close up energy from one thing and be able to really set the intention for what you're going into next. And the reason why we do this, just to recap, a few different reasons, also vital, but one of them, to be more conscious, to be more in the moment, to be able to really lean into the fact that we are co-creating and really set the intention for what we want things to transpire in our life, to be able to be in the moment to process things, not to have gone through, you know, in a day of where everything's just not working out for you and you haven't processed any of it. And what happens is you start to become or start to be in a downward spiral, to be able to be like, "This isn't working. Let me regroup before I move forward." And why this is all so important, and I hope this falls on everybody, but this is so important because we attract to us what we are a vibrational match to. And the only way to really be able to always be conscious of what we are vibrating out is by being intentional and by being in the moment and having awareness. And that's why, just to circle back what I said in the beginning, intention, awareness will be your best friends in this human experience. Because as long as you have intention and awareness, you can be observant of what you are feeling, and we attract based on what we're feeling, and you will be observant of what you're thinking. Of course, we all know that thoughts become things, and how we're speaking. And I could go into this for hours. This plays into another topic. But I really hope that what you take from this is the opportunity to really be able to just have more intention in your days and more awareness, and to be able to just be more in the moment. Thank you, as are you, Sandra. And just to be more in the moment and be able to be truly, truly aware of those three things. I'm going to repeat them again because they are so, so, so important. What you're feeling, your vibration. I could tell you, whenever I get on in a session with a client, and even if I had something else that I was planning to work on with them, as soon as I see that their vibration is off, that is what we work on. I'm telling you, your vibration is the single most important thing in your life in terms of attraction. You know, if you don't feel good, you're not going to get the results you want. It doesn't matter how much action you're taking, how much inspired action you're taking. There's too much contrast. You need to feel good. And on this human experience, of course, it's unrealistic to think that we can always feel good, but that's where that awareness comes into play. And, you know, you can ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? That is all. That's being conscious, guys. That's being aware. What am I feeling right now? Is this serving me? It's not serving me. What can I do, you know, to heighten my vibration a little bit? Maybe it's taking a step or a step back from whatever you're doing, going outside, you know, listening to some music. It's all relative. Whatever floats your boat. And again, that thought process. What am I thinking? Are these thoughts serving me? I love journaling. I know it's not for everybody, but I find when we put things on paper, we take back our power from it. So if something should happen, I'll use the example for a meeting. I'm just going right into a full-blown session right now, aren't I? I'm going to send everybody the bill after this. No, I'm just kidding. So let's just say, for example, you're coming from a meeting and, you know, something, they were talking about something, and let's just say, nothing's coming up for me, but let's just say something was coming up in the meeting and it triggered some type of limiting decision for you. I can't do that. You were given a task. I can't do that. It's out of my scope. Not that you're saying this, you're just thinking that to yourself, right? And so before that thought starts to fuel into other thoughts, and then that will greatly impact your vibration and such, the key is to be in that moment and be able to be like, okay, I'm having this thought. Is it serving me? What can I be thinking differently? Where is this thought coming from? What emotions is it triggering? And be able, and for a lot of people, they're able to do this as a thought process verbally. But if not, I highly recommend writing it down. And the key is to do it in the moment and process it in the moment. So many of us don't process, regardless of what it is, we just don't process. And we have to remember, again, this is going into a whole different topic, but we have to remember that we're holding everything in our body. We're holding everything in ourselves. We're holding everything in our DNA. So whether it's a limiting decision or an unresolved emotion, if we don't process these things, we're just going to hold on to them, and they're just going to propel and grow. And again, gain that downward momentum. So the purpose of being intentional is, again, that feeling. You want to be attentive to what you're feeling every moment. You want to be attentive to the thoughts. And of course, the words you're saying. And it's not only the words that you're saying to other people, the words that you're saying to yourself. You know, we talk about vibration. Doubt has a vibration. Indecision holds a vibration. Uncertainty holds a vibration. The maybe this isn't for me, that I don't know if I can do this. These things don't happen to me. All those kind of statements hold a vibration. And so again, that intention, that awareness is what I'm saying right now. Those words, the verbiage that you're saying to other people or to yourself, are they serving you? And again, if we're not in the moment and we're not conscious at every point of our day, what happens is we don't process these things. And again, that just causes a downward momentum. So just to wrap everything up, because as you can tell, I love to talk and I will talk for hours. And so I just want to wrap this up for everyone that's watching. And then if you're just joining us, you could just watch the replay as I will be posting this. But in case you are just joining us now, once you watch the replay, just a few minutes of what I did, or just a recap of what I did, it showed you how to just be more intentional, how to be more conscious, and how to really lean into what I teach and train and what I believe are the single-handedly the most important things on this human experience. And that's intention and awareness, especially when we start talking about point of attraction, manifestation, law of vibration, what we're attracting, and that whole beautiful things that we love to talk about. Intention and awareness is everything. Thank you so much for joining me, whether you're watching this live or as a replay on Instagram or listening to this on the Laura Sanso podcast. You guys are all incredible and have an incredible rest of the day. If you have any questions, you can post them on the post that I'm going to be posting and I will answer them. Love to all.
We hope you've enjoyed that episode of the Laura Sanso podcast. Thank you to our guests. To stay connected to host Laura Sanso, follow her at I Am Laura Sanso or at the Laura Sanso podcast on Instagram. To learn more about Laura, go to www.laurasanso.com.